Today's program was brought to you by Blueprint, the original juice cleanse program to offer different levels of intensity depending on your needs and current diet. For more information, visit blueprint.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Woo, all right. That is a jazzy intro. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. We are coming to you live, as always, from the back of Roberta's Pizza on a kind of gloomy day, but lovely and cool in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Today, we're bringing you a special segment from our Summer of Food series, and we are pretty excited to be joined both in the studio and on the phone by some folks from over at PS 221. Also in the studio, we've got my co-host, Kathleen Cherry. Kathleen?
Hi.
What's up, girl?
You know.
About to talk some produce. So let's introduce everyone we got here. Nancy, why don't you give us a little bit of your kind of background and your work at PS 221, and then we'll introduce your students.
Okay. My name is Nancy Katz, and I'm an investigative reporter that began a program with a principal that I covered for the Daily News called Seeds in the Middle, which was named by fourth graders in Crown Heights. And we empower the kids themselves to turn around their own environment by growing gardens and running their own Hip to Be Healthy market, which they also named, and cooking healthy with chefs and getting fit and doing the arts and other interventions that we integrate into the school day. And PS 221 is our pilot school.
Awesome. And then on the phone, we're joined by Maria. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Welcome to the show, Maria. Where are you calling in from?
Newport News, Virginia.
Are you doing a little summer vacation?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So what are things like down there in Virginia today?
It's sunny, hot. Kind of looks like we're going to get a little chance of rain today.
Got it. And so for folks who are tuning in, can you tell us, you know, how old you are and what grade you're in?
Oh, I'm 10 years old, going to the fifth grade this year.
Awesome. And then we have another student from PS 221, Tasia. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, also, would love to get a sense of how old you are, what grade you're in.
I am 11, and I'm going to sixth grade.
Into sixth grade. Awesome. So, Nancy, the program focuses primarily on fourth graders. Is that correct?
No, actually, it's an entire school program. Every child in the school is involved in some aspect of either growing food or cooking it or running the market or fitness or just about everything. The market itself, what we call the Hip to Be Healthy market, which Tasia is a veteran of, is a focus on fourth grade. The children in fourth grade run that market, and they learn how to actually build a little business, creating snacks and selling snacks as little as 50 cents so that it competes with the bodega's junk food. So they're both creating healthy snacks, and they're also creating an alternative for children in the neighborhood. And while at the same time, they're supporting their own school. It's like a healthy bake sale in a way, although we don't do baked goods.
Nice. Well, Tasia, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what kind of stuff you do sell at the market.
Well, at the market, we sell a lot of fruits. Like, sometimes we might sell pineapples, grapes, strawberries, and I think once we sell dried mangoes. It's really good. And we sell, like, granola bars and fruit snacks, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. And Maria, now I know when Kathleen and I were out visiting the school a couple of weeks ago that it seemed like all the kids who were working in the market, everyone had kind of a different job, a different role to play. Can you talk us through what are some of the different jobs that the kids have at the market?
Sure. Floater, person that can help any other person do their job. We have cashier, advertiser. People that do certain jobs. You can do any job you choose, though.
And how does it work? Do the students, you know, do you sign up for the jobs or volunteer? Does everyone participate or just some kids?
A lot of people like to participate, you know.
So, and it's after the school hours, so is that right? Or is it during school?
After on Tuesdays we do it in the afternoon, on Fridays in the morning.
Awesome. So, Tassie, can you tell us a little bit about some of the other projects or activities that you got to do when you through the Seeds in the Middle stuff while you were in school? I mean, I know you're on summer break now, but if you can remember back.
Well, we had a green room. We planted a lot of plants, and then we had downstairs beside our park. We had two boxes. We had one for composting, and then the other we planted, like, I think we planted tomatoes, mint, pepper, bell peppers, and some beans. And we also got to do, like, soccer.
Cool. So it sounds like there's a lot of different stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
What was there something that stuck out as kind of your favorite? Or was there, like, something that you're growing that you don't normally eat but were kind of surprised that maybe you actually like it a little bit?
Well, my favorite thing was actually selling in the market. And then I really liked planting.
Yeah? Had you ever done any planting before?
Yes.
Nice. And how about you, Maria? What were some of the other activities that you liked and some of your favorite parts about going through the program in school?
My favorite part was Miss Nancy got her snow cone machine. She made healthy snow cones for everyone since it was so hot. The syrup we used was all natural, healthy, no sugar, and only 90 calories. That was my favorite part.
Nice. I was going to say, I was definitely enjoying one of those snow cones when Kathleen and I went out. Remember that?
Yeah, they were delicious.
Trust me, I remember that.
Yeah, so you've been with the program, Maria, for a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, since third grade.
Yeah, so what have you learned? Like, how have you changed your diet since then?
I learned that you need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Junk isn't something that you really need to be eating a lot. You know, increase your healthy food level, you know. You know how to watch your eating, dieting, and, you know, process certain things.
Okay, good.
And how about you, Tassia? Like, what's going on for you over the summer? What are you doing? What are you hanging out in your free time?
Well, on Thursdays and Fridays, I mostly go to the farmer's market and help sell, like, a lot other stuffs. And
cool. What, Nancy, can you tell us a little bit about the programming throughout the summer?
Well, actually, Tassia and other students are running the Hip to Be Healthy market at the farmer's market. We just opened our second farmer's market at Brower Park near the Children's Museum, and our first one is at Albany and Lefferts. Farmers markets were not really a farmers market group. It was just that it came out as part of the fact that if we're going to encourage kids to eat healthy, they got to have options in the neighborhood. And so now we have this Hip to Be Healthy table that Tassia is really running, and they sell lemonade, fresh orange juice, fresh squeezed orange juice, and we're going to try the snow ice soon, and so that we can give options to children for as little as 50 cents to have a healthy snack on the street rather than a soda or an ice cream from the truck.
How many other kids are running the farmer's market?
We have, we've had different children come in and out. Tassia has been studying, then we have teenagers working with us as well. And then today we have free soccer. The farmer's markets, we try to attract people because we're in the obesity epidemic, and it's hard to get the word out in those communities about the farmer's market, so we need to come up with fun strategies to get people there. So actually today at 4 o'clock we have free soccer, and we try to do, you know, have kids do worm composting and different activities to attract people. We might try to bring music. Anybody out there who wants to come is more than welcome. And we're trying to also encourage local artisans, food producers, to come and let the kids promote for them, because many of them are unable to, you know, come for a whole day. So what the kids will do is say, give us a product for the day, and we'll let people taste it and give out your card, and then you can see if you can build some business that way. And so the kids learn about the local producers as well.
Nice. So I am curious, I'm curious about so many things. is one of the aspects I feel like I remember you telling Kathleen and I about was doing kind of neighborhood walks, where you guys head out to different neighborhoods in Brooklyn or walk around in your neighborhood to talk about kind of what the food landscape was. Maria or Tasia, did either of you kind of do one of those walk around in the neighborhoods?
Well, I didn't really walk around in the neighborhood, but I would walk around with, like, signs, you know. I'd walk one block, you know, talking to people, not necessarily, like, you know, in a weird way, but talking to them about the market, telling them how to have healthier life choices, what to eat, giving them flyers, like that.
Nice. And so, can you tell us a little bit about kind of some of your favorite summer foods or some of the stuff that you're eating over the summer?
Well, once in a while, like a little ice cream cone for the heat. Each day I drink about 2 bottles of cold water. Sometimes I have some watermelon, grapes, cherries. You know, healthy foods.
Nice. Tasia, how about you? Any favorite summertime foods?
Well, not really, because my eating habits haven't really changed. I really like fruits, so I mostly eat those. So that's all.
You're just fruit girl all year round. Doesn't matter if it's snowing, raining, sun is shining, you're eating fruit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Well, Nancy, what are your kind of hopes for the program going forward?
Well, we have a pilot and we think it works. We actually saw test scores go up and kids are more motivated. We did an orange. We did something around the test with everybody had oranges every day because apparently ascorbic acid is connected to higher acuity. But anyway, We would like to pilot at least 2 more schools, and we're going to try to raise money to do that. And almost like a Crown Heights Children's Zone, but like a Hip to Be Healthy Zone or something like that. But that's sort of our aspiration for the moment. We want to be a national model. We think we are, but we're very small, and we're not into the big leagues yet. So we'll see if we're able to, you know, translate our message to people who are really concerned about this topic. Because you're basically saying that you can take an integrated approach where the children do everything, just like children in wealthier neighborhoods. They get to grow food and cook healthy and have a little market access and get fit and do the arts. And we do professional development for teachers, so they incorporate it into Common Core curriculum. And then the idea is that they're not only getting healthier, but they're also getting smarter because it's all combined in. Yeah, we hope to be able to replicate it, basically.
Awesome.
And to, you know, have kids be excited. And the best part of this, I think, for the kids is that it's hands-on. It excites them to, you know, be able to be part of change. And also to have so much hands-on worm composting, for example, is hugely popular. And it has motivated children to write and do all kinds of measuring, right? And stuff like that, the gardening, all of it motivates the kids to do even basic skills they wouldn't have done anyway and have real life experience that they would never have had because most of them don't venture beyond 3 blocks, you know, of where they grow up. So
Tasia, are you a worm fan?
Not really.
No? They look kind of like lovely to look at, but maybe not to touch?
Mm-mm.
How about you, Maria?
I honestly, I'll touch them and I like. And they're adorable little creatures. They're part of nature. So it's not a problem to me.
I know my little sister was terrified of worms, and I was kind of a mean, bigger sister and would definitely chase her around with the worm, and she would start crying. And I, Lauren, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you like that. well, one of the other things I was wondering about is... you know, there's a rap, right? Was there the Hip to Be Healthy rap? Do we have any rappers in the studio with us today? I'm not gonna I won't make you do it. I just want to hear a little bit about it.
I can sing part for you.
Would you? That'd be awesome.
Okay, come on, Pat.
Oh no, the line went dead. Maria.
Yes?
We missed it. I think the line cut out. Can you give us a round two? We didn't get to hear you.
Okay. Hip to be. Hip to be. Healthy hip to be. Hip to be. Get your fruit on to be. Hip to be. Get your fruit on to be. Hip to be. Healthy, come to the Hipster Healthy Market, everything's just 50 cents. What? Come to the Hipster Healthy Market, everything's just 50 cents. Say what? Come to the Hipster Healthy Market, everything's just 50 cents. No way. Come to the Hipster Healthy Market, everything's just 50 cents.
Woo! All right! Here, here. That was awesome. Well, we are just about out of time, but I wonder, Maria, Tasia, Nancy, anything I missed, anything you want to share with the listeners out there about what you liked about the program, what you're looking forward to in the fall, and anything we should be sure to include?
I hope that when I come back to New York in Brooklyn, I hope, like, there'll be more people in the park running and everything and, you know, jogging, drinking water and juice, you know, having healthier life choices.
Nice, nice. Well, that is probably a goal I actually have for myself. I wish I was running in the park and jogging more and making healthier life. We're all working on it. How about you, Tasia? Anything that you're looking forward to going back to school in the fall, or you're not thinking about that yet?
Well, I don't really know, but I hope that the things that we're doing right now will impact on other kids and tell them you don't have to really eat junk food, but you can really eat fruits because they don't really taste bad. You can actually enjoy them in different ways. So you'll actually like them.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Maria, Tasia, Nancy, Kathleen, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day, calling in, coming in to give us a little update on the Hip to Be a Healthy Market and the other stuff that's happening over at PS221. We definitely look forward to staying checked in with you guys throughout the school year and following some of the special projects and, you know, hopefully hearing a little more rap, quite frankly.
Yeah, thank you. I can do this again. It was very fun. I don't mind. But sadly, in the next, like, year and a half, 2 years, I'll be leaving PS221.
Well, we'll have to get you while we can.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot. That's a wrap. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. This, like all 30 of our live weekly shows, are available for free on our website. You can find us at www.heritageradionetwork.org. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio. If you like what you're hearing and want to support what we're doing, definitely click that donate tab. Become a member today. Members at the household level get one of our swanky new tote bags. If you're looking to be the stylish radio supporter on your block, definitely check that out and stay tuned in.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.